This is Dairy Radio Now.
Lee Mielke talks with dairy market analyst Bill Brooks.
Bill, dairy farmers got some tough financial news last week with the August Class 3 milk price dropping $2.42. The milk feed ratio also took quite a fall, sixth month in a row. Corn and soybean prices fell some, but are still well above a year ago. And hay jumped $31 a ton. The all milk price was down.
Yeah, it's things are just going in the wrong direction on both sides of the equation for dairy producers right now. And not unexpected, I guess, but still you don't like to actually see the numbers get thrown up in there. We did see a top 10 all milk price coming in all time at the sixth highest, but as you mentioned, down $1.20 from the previous month. We still remain above a year ago by $7.90, but that wasn't near enough to offset the all-time highest feed price we've had using our milk feed ratio calculation, as that feed value came in at $14.33, driven a lot by that alfalfa hay price that you mentioned, which is an all-time record high as well at that $276 level, $70 higher than a year ago. And then I guess to kind of pour a little salt into the wound, we had revisions in previous months, alfalfa hay prices, which lowered down what we thought we had had for profitability in previous months here over the last year. So with that, our income over feed came in at $11.37, down $1.61 compared to the June number, and $5.25 above a year ago. Everything's still above average, but that still doesn't make it feel any better.
Do you see some light at the end of the tunnel?
We have been seeing a little bit of decline in our feed prices as far as corn and soybeans. We are looking at a fairly large crop on both of those inputs, not as large as what we were thinking earlier and hoping for. We still do have issues on forages, and I believe that's going to continue. And with the economy where it's at right now, disposable income for our fellow citizens and consumers is narrowing with these higher energy prices and other costs going up. So it looks to be a kind of a tight situation with narrowing profitability as we go through the rest of 2022 and on into 2023. Hopefully it should stay above a level needed to at least break even for most producers and maybe even be profitable for some as well.
Bill Brooks, dairy economist with Stoneheart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
It's a little like a movie preview trailer. Coming soon. 5 years in the making. A cast of millions. An enormous undertaking.
And to say it's an enormous effort is probably an understatement.
That's Barbara Rader. She's the director, not movie director, but more importantly, the director of the Census of Agriculture for the USDA's Statistics Service. And yes, as advertised, it is a five-year project.
5 years of planning leading up to this massive data collection effort.
An effort to first identify, locate, and contact every possible commercial farmer in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and to ask them to please fill out a census questionnaire about themselves and their farms. Now, a little history. Back in the 20s and 30s, and to a certain extent on up into the 1980s, the government did most of its data collection by mail, but it also had to hire census takers to go door to door, farm to farm, and take census information in person. The Three Stooges even made a movie about it.
We just got a job. We're working for the census. We get 4 cents a name for taking the census.
Where are we going to get the census?
Yeah, where are we going to get them?
I'll take care of that.
Okay, all right, back to today's Ag Census. If you are a farmer, you most likely will start to hear more about this census in November when you'll get a letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Talking about the census and giving each person that receives a letter, a code that allows them to go online and complete the census online.
Online. And Barbara says that's the best way to do it.
It's the most efficient, it's secure, it's convenient.
But in December, just to make sure, USDA is going to mail out nearly 3 million actual paper questionnaires.
And that's like 17 tractor trailers.
Barbara says the census will certainly yield an enormous amount of valuable data about U.S. agriculture if farmers help out by responding to the census.
The more robust and the more information we have, the better decisions that are made that impact our farmers and producers.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.